that time of the week where we hear from you in all the various forms and fashions, the Friday morning mailbag. These are the accumulations of your communications throughout the week from you to us. Yes, we really read them. And in some cases, we save them for the mailbag. We first always love to air out the dirty laundry. There was no Hank FM newsletter.
Dang it.
Well, nothing's going
so
on,
close.
I guess nothing's going on. But we do have a couple of corporate missives that we always wonder if we should read or not. Got this from the brass upstairs. Good news, we have a shiny new coffee maker and water machine downstairs in the kitchen to go along with the new microwave and air fryer.
Oh, fancy, fancy.
And all sorts of signs and things telling us how to be cleaner downstairs so we don't invite pests back into the building.
You've got to pay attention to that.
Yep. Not out there where the... Oh, it's still out there. Yeah, the leftovers from catering barbecue last night. They're still out there in
it's
the lobby.
Quite a feast.
But you know what? There's no coffee maker or air fryer out there. So
See?
We're fine.
Okay.
We're doing good.
You know, I don't know how this happened, but I think they knew I was just going to call the manager anyway.
Yeah.
So I got CC'd with the people who have offices and iron clothes.
So
like,
this was
up there.
An accidental CC, you think?
No. I'm sure they intended to just CC me on this. It says, could we set up a time this next week to have a six-month review?
Whoa.
We've got some questions about aggregators and timeouts and would like to refer to your knowledge on this.
Oh, well, that's definitely for you.
I was going to say, if you need an aggregator, I would love a timeout.
Very good.
That anyone was asking. Maybe a nap and a cookie as well.
Hail to the chief engineer.
We'll forward that on to the people that need to know that.
Okay.
We got this one here. Hard to believe it was a month ago that we all gathered at River Ranch for Love on the Air. That's right. Yeah, that was early in the week.
Anniversary.
Yeah, it was the month-iversary. And yeah, kids, made it a month.
Party.
Mic drop.
You're a husband.
Yes,
oh
still.
Oh, gosh, I know.
At least as of 7:47. We haven't talked to Al since then.
Whole lot of birthday love. Bobbo says he was jamming to Britney, also having a birthday back in the day, as well as Jody Watley.
Mm.
Meanwhile, Alta, she's kind of going behind enemy lines. Mm. She says that Elle is discussing fruit this morning on the radio.
Okay.
And she suggests, KB, you need to send her a fruit bouquet.
Well,
just saying.
Now, last night, while I was running around trying to find scrapbooking items... I should have called you. I don't know why I didn't. I was scaring
that.
People at Hobby Lobby, and I was just crying in the middle of the aisle.
Just Hobby Lobby.
I did make the stop at the grocery store, and I got a fair amount of blueberries and strawberries for the woman. I don't know.
That's so
Thank
sweet.
You. I appreciate the. Appreciate.
Did you make it into a bouquet? Now you have another craft.
Yes, I put it all on sticks. Actually, where do you think we're eating tonight? We're going to Edible Arrangements. Table for two.
I don't think that's a thing.
Well, we're going to find out if it's a thing. I have reservations at 6:30. This comes from Parker. Your stock show reports are sick.
Oh, that's good.
Is it?
It's like serving.
It all depends on the age of Parker, though. Because otherwise it could be something's wrong with
him. He's young. He's very, he's young.
Well, appreciate it. Word to your mother, Parker.
Lots of people chiming in. Tony Wolf from England.
Hello.
So it's the afternoon over there. He says he does not do coffee with the show, which I don't think they really do a whole lot of coffee over there anyway. He says it's soda. And Such has started a whole conversation. Says it's going to be Big Red or Dr. Pepper. Now, April.
Yeah.
Shots fired. She says it's Dr. Pepper or you ain't a Texan.
Ooh.
Meanwhile, Barbecue James.
Yeah.
He says, I'm Texan to the core. And Coke is at the top of my list.
Everything's Coke.
Yeah.
Doris
also loves Coke, but specifies it's the beverage.
Well, that's
and
good.
Not other things. So thank
I
you.
Don't know. You know,
thank you, Doris.
Mark Phillips is...
Sometimes you just need a little hit of caffeine to get through the day, don't you?
He's kind of crazy.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
This question comes from Molly. You guys decide the Will It Float items, or are they told to you? Oh, if we make the decisions on, or if it's decided for us on what goes into the tank. Well, heaven help us if somebody in management is telling us to put antifungal cream into the tank. So, no, we take the blame solely on that one.
So what did you learn from the storm? This Everything. Was a question on our Facebook page. Kendra says to seal the windows to stay warm. Had no problem. Crystal now appreciates her job more. I think she likes her family very much. Geronda needs more snacks, while Sherry is proud that she learned she can still do the splits at the age of 70. Zabala plans to buy ice skates for the whole family. Retired Ricky, you're going to need to buy more alcohol than you think.
Yeah.
Kelly Joe from North Dakota admits your ice storms are crazy. And Lynn, just as a perfect summation, that this sucks.
Oh, well, yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you, Lynn.
still does the splits at 70.
Atta girl. Yeah? I like it.
So good.
It so is, good.
Well done. This comes from, I think it's Janice. Been listening to Hank FM from far, 5 A's away in Oregon.
Oh.
Y'all come visit. I'll be the one in flannel.
Oh, see ya.
Janice gets the show. This comes from Phyllis. How do I listen to Granny Annie if I missed it? Well, funny that you should mention that. We have this little thing called the internet.
Ooh.
And actually, our website, 921hankfm.com. Are we still number one, the everyday replay on there?
Number one.
I mean, it's not a competition or a contest, but it does get a parking spot closer if we are.
Competition. Let me check on that. Oh, no.
No.
Kevin Lundquist in the Sports Minute. Rude.
They didn't even have one. Ugh. All right. Well, there goes the parking lot.
Well,
but you can get it at 921hankfm.com.
So, question.
Yes.
This was submitted. Can you play Hank Never Did It This Way for Jamie?
All right.
The pet cremation guy.
Oh.
Oh.
That's an interesting.
It's a special dedication.
Does he have a t-shirt that says that? Or,
I don't.
A bumper sticker?
Okay. I hope Jamie's going to have a good day.
Well, mm-hmm. We all going to be known as something. Brett said, you made your wife's gift. Yes. Bold strategy, Cotton. All right. Jimmy hit me up via Messenger. You gave your wife a homemade gift, and your parents are paying for the birthday dinner tonight.
Uh-huh.
Are you 10? Well, I do have more birthdays than her, but maybe I've figured it out.
So I got this in the email. Hey, bestie, we need to talk. Oh, wait a minute. This is from Canva Create. This is a spam. This is not Maddie Parker or Miranda Lambert.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fake news.
Sarah has told me bluntly, yeah, you ain't watching the Royal Rumble tomorrow. Yeah, well, that's probably true. And then Cassie asks, yes, we talked about this earlier. So Elle's birthday party. Are y'all going to live stream that too? And are we invited?
Everyone's invited.
Let's go.
Let's just all go. Let's meet up in Arlington. Friday morning, fake news coming up in a matter of moments. You'll win your way to the American Rodeo right here on the radio.
It's the show that if you can hear it, we guarantee you're going to love it. KB and Heather Lee.